Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What up?
I'm sure ready to sports. I'm ready to sports so hard. You have no idea. The amount of sports and the hardness of which I'm going to sports.
I'm not.
It's going to blow your mind.
I was driving in today.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Today.
Today.
And yeah. I was thinking about tomorrow's show because you're not here.
No.
And I was thinking about, what am I going to do? And then I thought, you know what I think I'm going to do?
Yeah.
D off all day.
Well, I was listening to one of the national shows driving around today, and they were listing their top six, which I appreciated not doing three, five, just a random let's go top six. The top six things that make you think it's Christmas. And I was like, oh, they spent like 20 minutes on the top six things that make you think it's Christmas as opposed to, I don't know, it's just Christmas. But they had like, decorations. Yeah, if you see decorations, I would assume that means that you think
decorations,
it's
lights, music.
Yeah, all of those.
Rain. I don't know where they were. Like snow, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cold?
Well, because if you live in Arizona, that certainly wouldn't be the case.
Well, that's true.
And we usually go someplace warm for Christmas. So, you know, that wouldn't be. I think Santa was one. Like that was on.
Wow, what
like,
a list.
I know. I was like, really? This is like a national radio show, and I appreciate it because we D off all the time, and we get to talk more sports. Well, there's a national show that woke up today and was like, let's do the top six holiday whatever precursors.
Well, look, you never know what you're going to get this time of year.
No.
I may just, hopefully I can come up with something better than that, but maybe not. I don't know. Maybe tune in to find out.
Maybe eggnog recipes.
I do like eggnog.
I had once, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but I went to a holiday party a couple years back and someone made a monster eggnog. First off, like that thing knocked you on your ass. Like I can get going on a holiday party, and I would say like seven or eight eggnogs in, I was like, whoa. I was like, this is, because that thing is like eggnog, right? That's how much can that bring to the table? No, that, and I should have gotten the recipe because it's the best eggnog that I've ever had, to where you just kept drinking and you're like, oh my God, this is so good. And then you're like, I think this is just moonshine at this point. And I don't have a good eggnog. Like, was it Evan Williams makes a pretty good eggnog right out of the bottle? I think it is.
Well, I just don't. I mean, you're equating eggnog with alcohol?
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, no?
No.
Why else would I be drinking eggnog?
Well, I don't know. I just think of eggnog as eggnog.
Oh.
Like, without the booze.
I make eggnog every year. It has booze in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has to.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people do. I just have never. I don't. Hot take about me. I don't like, and I know eggnog is not a hot drink.
Yeah.
But I just.
It's the exact opposite of a hot drink.
Yeah. I just don't like alcohol in.
Like a coffee? Like a hot toddy?
In any of that. Like any hot alcohol drinks. I don't like.
You're not throwing a little in your hot chocolate?
No, hot chocolate? No.
You know, a little hot chocolate?
I'm not.
Some peppermint schnapps?
Nor my eggnog. And none of that. Like, I keep my booze separate.
Interesting.
So I think of eggnog, like, it takes me back to my childhood where we would have a carton of it in in the refrigerator. And it was, I thought it was good, but it was, I don't know, I'd just drink like half a glass and that was it.
Interesting. If I had an eggnog and there was nothing in it, it would be the old, like, remember It's Always Sunny when he's like, what? They're just drinking straight mixers? And they're like, I thought you said there was no booze here. Like, Charlie, that's just orange juice. It'd be like that. Like, if I'm drinking an eggnog, I expect, like, if I went over to someone's house and they're like, would you like some eggnog? I would be kind of offended if it didn't have.
That's interesting. I wouldn't.
Huh.
It's got to have a kick, babe.
Don't babe me.
Just, I'm gonna. What's up, babe? Hey, babe.
I just don't think of it that way.
Oh.
But I know most people probably have it that way. It's just.
When we were growing up, my grandmother would come over for the holidays, and there's a Scandinavian drink called glögg. And it's basically just like you throw some berries in there, and there's like some cinnamon sticks, and you just throw an S ton of liquor. It's basically just vodka. And then my grandmother would claim that she was cooking out the alcohol. You're like, okay, grandma. And that was the first time I ever remember, because at my house, we weren't really allowed to drink, even though my parents drank, just not when we were around. Like, we all went to the garage, Bob. We know what you were doing out there in the garage. But that was like the one time of the year where we are allowed to, you know, to throw a couple back. And so I just, when I think of the holidays, you know, I think of some glögg. You got to get some spiced vodka in there. And same thing with the nog. And I appreciated that my grandmother was a low-key holiday drinker. Because what says holidays? Like sitting around with family and maybe hoisting a few.
Have you seen the, you know how maybe on your feed you might have like science is cool type stuff?
Yeah.
Random stuff.
I have a bunch of those.
There's one I saw that came across my timeline the other day that was alcohol versus bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows the microfilm
of
the bacteria swimming around and then just a drop of alcohol and what it does to the bacteria.
Is it good or bad?
Oh, it dominates.
Oh.
The alcohol dominates the bacteria.
Well, then why aren't, Didn't our fearless leader? Didn't our fearless leader tell us to just, you know, throw some alcohol or bleach in there?
Well, he
said
bleach.
Oh, that's right.
But alcohol is different than bleach.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the health. So basically what you're saying is when I'm drinking, I'm taking care of bacteria.
It made me feel good about alcohol consumption. I'm like, well, look at that.
Yeah. Healthy as a horse. I'm cleaning my system each day. Now, I'm not certain about all the cream and the eggnog. And someone's saying, newsflash, you can drink eggnog hot or cold. I've never had a hot nog.
I haven't either.
I would think that would be, I don't know.
I like eggnog, though. I'm open to it. I'm open to it.
Yeah, because they're like, I'll go to a lot of, right now, like the Horse Brass has one of these. Everyone does their holiday cocktail menu. And we were at the Horse Brass the other day having a delightful bread pudding, which why wouldn't you end the night there? And they had a holiday drink. They were doing like a peppermint coffee, you know, sort of eggnog thing. And I asked, I said, can I just do the, because I saw that it had the Evan Williams eggnog in there. And I said, can I just do that over ice? First off, the lady somehow blown away. She was like, well, I don't know. And I was like, well, you have the liquor. I may just pour more of it than you normally would and put it over some ice. And she seemed very flummoxed by that whole idea and had to go check in the back to make sure it was okay. Once it was okay, I'm telling you, if you want a little just holiday, a little holiday cheer, just throw it. Most bars will have it this time of year. Throw it over some ice. If you want, you can do a dollop of whipped cream. And I know, Rob, that's not your, you know, you don't like the festive drinks.
I don't like dollops.
But you throw a dollop on top of just some of that spiced eggnog over some ice. I'm telling you, you will be in a holiday cheer type of mood.
I had a cocktail. I'm looking it up because I'm one of these goobers who will take a picture of a cocktail.
Oh, 100%. And then you try to recreate it and it's never the same.
I never try to recreate them because I know it's not going to be the same, but I will take, because I will oftentimes try to remember what it was and I fail.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, wait, let me go back in my photos and I can tell you.
Yeah.
I was at, you know where I was? I was at the Ritz.
Okay.
And I don't often hang out at the Ritz.
That's a nice bar up there though.
Well, this was the downstairs bar.
Oh, okay.
Also a nice bar. Yeah. But I was just in there. There was somebody that was staying there that I was meeting. They were in town. I hadn't seen them in years. And I was waiting for them. And I had, this was last year at this time. Mm-hmm. And I had a holiday cocktail. And it was so good. Now, it was $22.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, that's when you're going to the Ritz, man. It's,
I know. Yeah. I get it. But it was so good that I took a picture of the cocktail.
Yeah, the recipe.
And the recipe. Yeah. And it's Knob Creek Ritz-Carlton Portland Single Barrel. So apparently they have their own Knob Creek.
Probably.
Whatever. St. Elizabeth Allspice Dram, which is like a Jamaican liqueur.
Okay.
Marionberry Jam. Mm. And a lemon slice. That was it.
Sounds delightful.
It was so good.
Yeah. And that's the thing is,
so good.
I do that as well. I can never recreate them.
And that was the cocktail. That's what it looked like.
It looks fantastic.
They got some mint in
it. And you haven't tried? You haven't tried it yet?
No, I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
No.
I've done that a time or two where I'm like, oh, I'll make this. And I don't.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't even try.
Well, I'm one of these, and I'll admit it, like, I'm just lazy. And so I have things and I tell myself I'm going to make cocktails. And I may make one, and then I'll go back for the second one, and it just ends up me pouring Irish whiskey over ice. Like
Straight away, baby.
Yeah, I know. I need to do
just
that.
Just get the canned cocktails, put them in the fridge, simple, pour it over ice, boom, done.
You guys are encouraging me, though. I do make a mean eggnog, and I feel like I've got to bring it in, you know, before I think this might be the last day y'all are together, but bring it in for you guys to taste. You know, holiday festive flavors.
I just like things. I like things that put me in a holiday mood.
Yeah.
And I like this time of the year going to bars and seeing, because normally I don't really order off of the menu. I get like four cocktails and I know what they are and I don't need to look at your menu. But I do like during the holiday season, I like seeing the different holiday concoctions. And it usually ends up involving some sort of peppermint or cinnamon, but it helps add to my holiday cheer. It just puts me in a little extra something something.
And it warms your little Santa tummy.
It does warm my little Santa tummy. In fact, and this is why this is my favorite time of the year. This last weekend, this is what led to the bread pudding. Wander down into the space room. That's in kind of that same area. And the gay Santa bears were out partying. Apparently, there's a group of men called the Gay Bears. And during the holidays, they become the gay Santa bears. And it just so happens this was their gathering. And let me tell you something. They were a ton of fun. If you want to have a good time, go find yourself a bunch of burly men called the Gay Bears over the holiday seasons and get ready. Those dudes were awesome.
You finally found your people.
I know. Except there was a bit of a problem. So
he's gay.
Yeah. So I was like, dude, this is great. You guys are fantastic. So they were like talking. They're like, yeah, we have a Facebook group. And I was like, dude, why aren't I involved in this? I'm like, I want to party with you guys. And the BTJ was with me. And I said, can I bring her? Hand to God. The head of the Gay Bears looked right at me and goes, it's not really the vibe we're going for. And I was like, denied. You would think bringing the cute Asian girl, not with the Gay Bears.
Well, what would they want with her?
I just thought maybe, you know, they bring her along because it's like, you know, she's festive. She's all about it. You need the gay best friend. They wanted nothing.
She changes the vibe.
And you better believe I let the BTJ know about this. She ruined my opportunity to join the Gay Bears.
It's discrimination.
It was. But I'll tell you what? Boy, they were festive. They were festive. So if you're out and about and you do see a big gathering of men, big beards, one of them maybe wearing a leather harness, all with Santa hats, because I guess they do this over the holidays, they go on these pub crawls. If you see them, I'm telling you, plant it. You're going to have a great time. Those dudes were fantastic. But don't try to incorporate your significant other. They're not about that. I just love that. Ooh,
shocking.
Not really the vibe we're going for. I was like, now you know how it feels, right? You're wrecking the vibe. She accuses me all the time of wrecking the vibe. Well, now it's her turn.
All right, guys. Well, yeah, we better make it count today. You're taking your birthday off.
I know. I didn't want to, but you're gone on Friday, so.
I am.
Yeah.
So you have to?
Well, I was going to. We don't have a show Thursday, so I was going to take Friday off, but you're gone Friday.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about if you're a grown man and you're taking your birthday off, it's like, really?
You're taking your birthday off.
I didn't want to. It just kind of fell that way. I'm not taking it off because it's my birthday.
Try it again, please. Oh.
It just happened to be because you were gone on Friday. So I was like, all right, I'll take.
Guys like you and I don't take our birthdays off.
No.
Unless forced.
Yeah, ask me what I'm doing on my birthday.
Nothing. What are you doing?
Nothing. Oh. Everyone else is working. Huh? I'll hang out and do the exact thing, the exact same thing that I do.
Well, why don't you just come in then?
Well, I don't want to do that.
why don't you just come in and talk sports with your dear old friend?
Well, I probably got to hit only a happy hour. You. You know?
Yeah.
Right. I got to go find the gay bears. I got to see where those guys are at. See if I can kind of make that happen again.
Well, we're going to make it count. It's a big show.
See what we can do. I'm not making any promises.
Nor am I.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm in holiday mode.
Can I be honest?
No.
That whole sports and hard thing, I kind of made that up.
We know that. Yeah. You've done that before. Yeah, we see right through that. You can't fool us. No. Real sportsmen.
I'm geared up.
Like, it's kind of a lull between, the football, the real important college football, and now the real, real important college. Like, we're kind of in a lull.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a December lull.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
here.
And everyone's taking time off and
the NFL's
shuffling
good,
around.
But
the NFL is good.
It's just,
Well, even the two playoff games, like, there's two good playoff games and there's two that are like, if you notice that those two games that are going up against the NFL kind of as sacrificial lambs.
I just hate it that, wait, on Saturday?
Yeah, we got one on the
Saturday?
Yeah. Let me pull
it
up.
About that?
Yeah, the Tulane Ole Miss game and the Duck game, I think, are both up against the NFL.
Oh, I didn't know the NFL was moving to Saturday this week.
Yeah.
Why did they do that? That's dumb.
They do it every year.
What? No, they don't.
Yes, they do. This time of year, they shuffle a game around or two. Yeah, we start seeing.
Well, the NFL does, yes. I'm asking why does college football do that? Why would they not put their games in windows that do not compete with the NFL? That makes no sense.
So this Saturday, we've got Eagles Commanders and Packers Bears.
So again, why does college football want to compete with that?
Well, I don't think they do. It's like, where do they, do you want them to move their games to when? They can't do it Sunday.
Aren't there other TV window times?
I mean, those are the prime windows, so.
I think the original agreement allows the NFL after certain dates to play Saturday games, they're taking
they
advantage.
Know that.
He's saying, why doesn't college move their
games? They can't.
Why not?
Well, that would involve changing the schedule and being smart, Rob. So,
yes. Being smart.
Actually, like, doing.
Listen, this.
What's easiest?
This round should have been played last weekend. That's what's dumb about it. You could have avoided that.
Well, Miami-Texas A&M is clear, and then the evening game.
Well, let's come back and talk about it, shall we? Yeah, we got this whole sports show ahead of it. Yeah.
Sports!
Also, the transfer quarterback linked to Oregon. This is Isaac and Suk on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Two things. Someone asked how much a dollop is. That's twice a dab, by the way. If you're going to put a dab of whipped cream, double up your dab, you got a dollop. And second, to the guy who's saying that we're making him want to drink because he's one day sober, I don't think you can claim one day sober.
Well, he's probably just joking. Well,
one day.
Yeah, like, he hasn't drank for a day. So
then where do you start?
That's right.
Well, that's fine. Right, Schultz. You do start one day, but you're
sometimes
not,
it's one day at a time.
You are, but you're not sober one day. You've just temporarily stopped drinking.
Come on, you're 1-0 today. Then tomorrow you're 1-0. Then the next, it's the Dan Lanning approach to stopping drinking.
There's a movie coming out called Anaconda, like 2025.
I saw the ad for
it. It looks. I want to watch this so bad.
It's Paul, kind of a funny Anaconda.
Yeah, Jack Black and Paul Rudd are making fun of the original Anaconda. They're just two guys, and the Anaconda is their favorite movie, so they decide to remake it. And there's a great clip in there where Stephen Vaughn, who's like one of the friends, he wants to shoot the movie, and he has to apologize because Jack Black fires him because he's drinking too much. And he goes, I had to really take a look at myself and make some changes. And Paul Rudd goes, like, getting sober? And he goes, well, yeah. Well, Buffalo sober. And he says, Buffalo sober? He goes, yeah, just wine and beer and some of the lighter liquors.
Yeah,
not all the liquors, but some.
Right.
And that's my new favorite phrase. You getting sober? Yeah. Buffalo sober, just wine and beer and some of the lighter liquors.
Yeah, I mean, wine doesn't really count.
I want that to become part of the lexicon so bad. Yeah, I'm Buffalo sober right now. You know, just some beer and wine, occasionally.
By the way, a dab, you said a dollop is a double dab?
Yeah, I think if you do two dabs, like if I asked for a dab of whipped cream and you gave me two dabs, I think you've given me a dollop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I just feel like a dollop is small. I'm trained in my brain to think just a, what was it, Brill Cream? It was just a dab will do you?
Yeah.
And then I think dollop
is Daisy.
Yeah, dollop is Daisy.
Daisy sour cream. Do and a dollop of Daisy.
Just a dollop of Daisy. So they say just a.
Yeah.
At least I think. Mm. And it makes me think, you know, not too much.
Well, a dab is just, I mean, it's a dab is literally just, it's a little something. But a dollop is like a spoonful. That's why I think two dabs, you get a dollop. I think that's, I like that. It's just, it's my, like if I asked for a dab and you gave me a dollop, I'd be like, whoa, it's too much.
Glad we figured that out today.
I don't think we did.
No?
No, I'm seeing what AI says about it real quick.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, dab is a smaller amount of a dollop.
There you go.
A dollop is a soft, shapeless blob or lump.
I don't know why, but when I think of a dollop, I think of like a little curly Q top. I like to have
like on the cakes?
Yeah, like I want a peak to my dollop. Like a little...
Yeah, they're saying a dollop is like, you know, when you take a spoon, like the Daisy, and you just go whoosh.
Yeah, but it ends up with a
dab
little,
is a much smaller amount, a touch or a smear.
Ooh, I like that, a touch. Yeah.
Sounds a little more fancy.
So I was looking at the skid, the college football skid, and I'm guessing the reason that, I feel like what they're doing is they are sacrificing the first round of games to an extent to the NFL in order to get their quarterfinal games and better games to the holiday weekend of New Year's.
That makes sense.
I mean, I guess. I don't really understand why they avoid last weekend.
Mm.
Maybe finals?
Well, finals, I think Army-Navy standalone, that has something. But I think finals and just giving the kids an actual chance to, I don't know, go to school. I think that probably has something to do with it.
But the other thing, too, about this, and yes, so the Alabama-Oklahoma game is on Friday.
Yeah, and then the Miami-Texas A&M game is early enough. So yeah. Those two games.
That's a standalone.
And they're saying that this is coincidence. Maybe it is. I don't know.
What's coincidence?
Well, that the two big games, no offense, but Tulane and Ole Miss and Oregon and James Madison are not going to be ratings drivers. The two big games that are going to do a big number, Alabama, Oklahoma, Miami, Texas A&M, they are free of the NFL.
Yeah.
Whereas the two duds that both have, 20 whatever point spreads.
Well, why can't, okay, that at least they could manipulate. Like, yeah. I don't really buy that's a coincidence. Because I get, they're so rigid in college football. Yeah. I get they have to make the dates way out, right? Mm-hmm. I think they make them like a year, if not more, out.
Yeah.
Okay. So they get the dates, but you're telling me they can't shift what game is what time?
Well, I mean, I know with Oregon being on the West Coast, there's only so much, you can't play that early game, so that there is something there.
But wait, so you think that Alabama, Oklahoma, and Miami, A&M are there by happenstance?
I don't know. It seems a little convenient to me that the two good games are clear of the NFL, but I saw someone pointed this out, and they claim that these times were already set and that it just so happened to work out this way. So I don't know. It does seem awful convenient that the game that has a 1.5 and a 3.5 point spread are clear of the NFL, and the one that's a 19 and a 21 point spread, both are head to head with NFL games.
I would be curious to see how Alabama Oklahoma does. And I know that's a better matchup.
Yeah.
But that's a Friday night game.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem ideal, but it is standalone Friday night.
Yeah. And it's Alabama, which always does a big number.
I don't understand why college football would be afraid of weeknight games. I mean, we're used to them. We love Monday night football and Thursday night football. Now, granted, that's the NFL and not college. But we are trained to be able to watch big football games on weeknights. As a matter of fact, the championship game's on a Monday night.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Did they have to have these three on Saturday when the NFL's playing? I just don't really understand their thinking. It's like they don't even think. They don't even care. They could just do such a better job of maximizing the schedule and the times. But
I'm just not up enough on the TV contracts and all that. I just don't know.
Whoever plays Ohio State, Miami, or A&M, that game is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Which is New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And then, of course, New Year's Day falling on a Thursday, that's perfect. They love that. Yeah. I think that's what they've done here, is they've teed it up so that those games all fall. So Georgia, Indiana, and Texas Tech, whoever those teams play, those games are all on January 1. That's a Thursday, and I don't even know if the NFL... Is there a Thursday night game that night?
I'll take a look. On New Year's?
New Year's Day?
I'll take a look. And someone said it on the text program. This may have just been a sacrificial lamb of the first week to set everything up.
Well, that's what I just said. Yeah. I was saying that I think they teed it up for the holiday weekend. Yeah. I don't know why they seem to be so afraid of standalone weeknight games, because they do have one in Alabama and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And then Ohio State's game will be in. But again, holiday.
I'm trying to see here if, let's take a look. That would be the December 31st if they have a Thursday game. They're all flex games. No.
I think, isn't that the weekend they all play it on the Sunday?
Yeah.
They all play at the same time.
And everything's flex. Yeah, because there's no times right now. Everything's flexed. So it doesn't look like there's a Thursday game.
All right. Well, look, you got, maybe it's impossible to not go up against the NFL.
Yeah.
But I don't know. College football is annoying.
All I know is anything that goes up against the NFL, dude, you get your ass kicked. It is what it is. So maybe it's a...
So what's on during the Ducks game?
That is the second game. So I think that's Packers-Bears.
Genuinely, I feel like whatever college tried to do, the NFL would just go get those viewers. That's just that they did that for the NBA on Christmas. Like, they just, they like to stick their hand in the sports viewer pot.
The NFL is just like the Borg from Star Trek. They just roam through outer space, assimilating everything and taking over. Yeah, that would be, the Ducks are going to go head-to-head with Packers-Bears. Ah!
I know what I'll be watching.
Something tells me Packers-Bears is going to do, and by the way, that's a huge game. Division, playoff seeding, all of those things. I mean, the Bears lose that. There is a pathway. They don't even make the postseason. So that game is going to do 30 million people. Ducks and the Dukes, not so much.
They're underestimating the draw of the Dukes of Madison, James. I'm telling you right now.
Dan Lanning at the half is tuning into the Packers-Bears. Like, let me check
out. If they put Packers-Bears up on the big screen on the field so people can watch?
Well, I'll tell you what. If it gets out of hand in the first half, you might ask, you know, maybe throw that up there and see what happens.
Do they have TVs out in the... like the breezeways, where you can watch some football.
I think if they do, those will usually tune to the game that you're watching.
Just hey, for... could you change this to Bears-Packers?
Yeah.
What? Just for reference, guys, last year, Penn State v. SMU, 6.5 million viewers.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, but what was it up against? I mean, that gives me no context.
Trying to give you what a crappier game in the first round did last year.
Yeah. Well, I get that they can't control the, like... the James Madison Tulane thing. They can't control that. Like, that's only going to get...
yes, so many people.
So many viewers. I'm just... I don't know. Maybe I'm insane. Probably am. I just feel like college football... this is another thing that college football does poorly. Hmm. Like, they just don't...
Two games were played that Saturday as well.
What do you mean? NFL games?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Houston v. Kansas City and Pittsburgh v. Baltimore.
So when you have a game on Saturday this time of year for college football, you are going to go to head-to-head with it. And I'm guessing if you had, again, Michigan, Alabama, that would be different. But these first-round matchups tend to not be that sexy. I mean, you know going in, you're the group of five team and whoever is the 11 seed, those are not going to be great teams. They're just not. So... but I remember like one year in the Rose Bowl, that was the Michigan-Alabama game. I think that did close to 30 million people, which is a monster number. I think it was almost 20, I think it was 29-ish. That's a huge number. But again, that's Rose Bowl, primetime, two giant brands. That's not exactly Tulane and Ole Miss.
Well, that's where I kind of go back to Alabama-Oklahoma. Two pretty big brands.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Yeah.
ABC, ESPN.
That'd do a big number.
Standalone.
Yep.
See, that's maximizing your revenue. I mean, these TV contracts are everything in college football, so why not try to maximize them, you boneheads?
Yeah.
For those asking, James Madison, Oregon is on TNT.
Yeah. And that's another one. So you've got up against Packers Bears with division on the line. No offense, but it's a James Madison, it's a 21-point spread, and it's on TNT. Oh my God, dude! That number might be four. We getting four off of that?
It was on TNT last year.
Again.
I bet they get more than that.
Are we getting four and a half?
I'm gonna go more. I'm gonna go north.
Right.
I have faith. Dukes are, you know,
no,
you and
stop it.
My Madison James Dukes are being
your Madison James.
Yeah, they're
are you
being,
gonna have an affair, Madison James?
Yeah, the Dukes of Madison James are coming to Oregon, and you better watch out.
Yeah, no,
you better watch out. They're a big draw.
No,
they have a lot of JMU like Twitter accounts and stuff that'll be watching.
Do you know where James Madison is?
It's in Harrisonburg or Harrisburg.
Okay, so you do. All right,
Virginia.
All right.
Why are you testing me like that? I'm a Dukes of Madison James P1.
I was just wondering if you were on board, if you were really on board with what they have going on.
Yeah, I'm going to go north of that. I think they get a better number than that.
I did see their quarterback said that Oregon was his favorite team, which was kind of fun.
Oh.
Yeah. He said growing up, like, that was his favorite team.
Okay. All right.
Okay, babe. Let's also not forget that the Schnitzel Wolf has already babed you today. All right, babe.
Yeah, we've been babed.
Yeah. Babe.
Feeling the holiday spirit, all right? I'm happy.
Try it again, please.
Hey, babe.
Coming up next, the transfer quarterback linked to Oregon. Here's Schultz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Well, it appears increasingly likely that Dante Moore will be headed to the NFL.
Yeah, there definitely seems to be a push that way. It went from no chance he's leaving to we'll see, and now it feels kind of 65-70, feel like he's going, but no one knows. But in every mock from someone that actually knows what they're doing, he is a top three player. And a lot of people, myself included, do believe that if he goes out, and this actually may be a downside if the Raiders get it, I think if he comes out as the process goes along, I think he will be the number one player. I do not think it will be Mendoza, but I think it will be between those two. And I think probably Mendoza has a higher floor than Dante Moore, but I think the ceiling on Moore is much, much higher. And most of the time you're drafting in the top two or three, you're drafting on potential.
So should he leave, the Ducks have already been linked to a transfer quarterback.
Yeah.
Shut up.
And the transfer portal, last year was a little soft in the quarterback market. This year, there's some decent names.
The transfer quarterback they are linked to, according to Chris Hummer of CBS Sports, great name, is Dylan Raiola.
Yes,
of the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Take that for what it's worth.
The new age Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Who? Now, to be fair, I've only seen him play a handful of times, but let me tell you, two thumbs.
Meh.
But we said that about Bo Nix and. You know, Bo Nix.
Dante Moore to some extent.
Yeah. And both of those guys turned out to be really, really good. So I think at this point, Oregon has probably earned a little slack on the rope. And this is a kid that was a five-star kid and, you know, had all the hype and played as a freshman at Nebraska. So he's played a lot of snaps in his 2 years there. I could totally see that happening. And I think you just kind of have to take a wait and see approach. I've just never been overly impressed with what I've seen with him at Nebraska. And you still have some depth, obviously, with the young guys, but I would assume if Moore leaves, and we'll find out that, and I guess Oregon, I'm guessing by now, Oregon has had conversations and has an idea of where he's going, they will obviously hit the transfer portal and grab a kid.
According to Chris Hummer, Oregon is a school expected to show interest in Raiola, which would certainly fit the bill as a place where he can contend and play with a strong supporting cast on offense. The Ducks will likely see Dante Moore head off to the NFL, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Dan Lenny could bring Raiola in as a new starter in Eugene to try and keep Oregon rolling right along.
Yeah. So we get some other ones. What, DJ Lagway is out there. It looks like Lenora Sellers is going back to South Carolina. Have you seen now that we're doing re-signings? Have you seen that's become a thing?
No.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to be the old man yelling to the clouds, but...
Ooh, but you're going to be.
Well, a little bit.
Let's do it.
I think that the high school hat dance commitment thing is really douchey, but you're an 18-year-old kid, whatever, you get your moment in the sun. We are now having big re-signings. So, USC's quarterback, Maiava, is staying at USC, and he had a they're having like a big with balloons, and they're acting like he's committing. He's re-signing. What do you mean you're re-signing? You were at USC. So now if you're a big
player. Well, it's big news he's going back there.
Well, isn't that? What? You're just staying.
I mean, like, they're basically one-year contracts at this point, aren't they?
So now we have to have, I'm waiting for the first time that we see a kid do the, will I or won't I enter the transfer portal? Like, look at this. Like, he sat down, like, with a helmet. They're having, like, big.
Resign.
Yes.
That means he's signing for more money.
Well, can't you just re-sign for more money and then be like, I'm here? Are we that attention starved now in our society where you are the starting quarterback of a 9-win team and you have to have a signing day for staying with your team? It's like no one thought you were leaving in the first place. It's just such a weird.
Yeah, he's a weird one because I thought, yeah, like there was no chance he was leaving.
So DeCorian Moore had a freshman All-American season at Oregon. So in the offseason, do we have to have a re-signing of DeCorian? Hey.
I'm here for it.
Brandon Finney and DeCorian Moore, we're going to need you guys to have a press conference and put some hats out and then announce your re-signing. Like,
what an opportunity.
I mean, at some point, what can we just take our head out of our asses and have some common sense? I know the coaches have to go along with it, but you know, deep down, Lincoln Riley's like, oh my God.
So do you think that's the kid's choice then?
It has to be, right?
Because they're not all doing that.
No, but a couple of them are. The USC is not
like
the
Bear Alexander didn't do that.
No, thank God. He just made the announcement on Twitter or whatever.
So it's probably just, you know, you can tell a lot about a kid who wants to have his re-signing ceremony.
Yeah, Suk, are you saying you're having a party saying you're staying with the fan every year? Yes, I feel like when you come back, I would like Isaac Robb to make an announcement on air that you're committing to the fan for an extra year.
You know what? It's not a given. It's not a given. Maybe we should.
Yeah, if I get the job, I'm going to make an announcement on social media. I need a 1080 the fan hat or a 105.1 the fan hat. I need another competing state. This is ridiculous. This is so stupid.
I just saw that and I just started laughing. I was like, my goodness.
Does he have like a social media manager?
I don't know. This was from the USC. It was from the USC account. There was a couple other ones that I saw that were doing this. And I don't want to just call out the USC one because this is like the third or fourth one that I've seen. And it's most of the time it's quarterbacks that are announcing.
Shocking.
Hey,
it's my quarterback.
I'm re-signing with my team.
So I have here the odds for four key transfer quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And Dylan Raiola is on the list.
Yeah.
I will give those to you. I will disseminate those to the public.
I would assume him and Levitt probably the two biggest ones right now.
He's
in
actually
the portal.
He's not on here.
No.
No, they don't have odds on him yet. I don't know why. Maybe it's because he hasn't officially entered. I mean, we know he is, but maybe he hasn't.
Yeah, maybe he's turned.
So this is Sorsby, Lagway, Raiola, and Minchie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll do that next on the fan. The fan text line can be reached at 503-864-6326. Someone did text. I don't know if they're right. But they said that the re-signing announcements have been strictly USC. Apparently, they've been putting them out for everyone. That could be then just their social media. Like, that's their idea.
They're putting this out.
Content, you know. I don't know. I haven't seen any of them, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, they're popping up on my Twitter feed.
Well, screw USC.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I say. I got a hot sports day.
I have nothing against USC. They've never hurt me, so I don't know what to tell you.
I wouldn't say they've hurt me either, but
I'm
tired of waiting on them to be good.
I'm kind of indifferent, and I don't really.
And I want them to be good.
Yeah, I don't care. They're Arizona State to me. I just think they're overvalued and are every year. So I've just kind of put them in the meh category. And I don't have any ill will towards USC.
So I did find some. These aren't odds, but I found a Yahoo article linking Sam Levitt to certain schools.
Sure.
Oregon is one of them.
Yeah.
But Oregon's going to be in the running, or Oregon is likely going to be linked to any good player.
Sure.
Because they're probably going to need a quarterback. Indiana is going to need a quarterback. Miami's going to need a quarterback. And LSU is going to need a quarterback. So those four schools right there are going to be in the running for any quarterback that they want.
And if you're a transfer quarterback at this point, why wouldn't you take a look at Oregon? Robust NIL. look at the success they've had with transfer quarterbacks. The last three of them that you've had turned out to be pretty good. Your team is loaded next year. I mean, why you wouldn't take a long, hard look at that is beyond me. And by the way, Mestemaker, the quarterback North Texas, they say he'll enter the transfer portal any day now, too. So there's another name to throw in that mix who actually, I think, led the country this year in passing yards.
Other potential landing spots for Leavitt are Ole Miss, Penn State, Florida State, Tennessee, and even Big 12 schools like Texas Tech and Colorado.
Yeah.
Leavitt, of course, he is a West Linn kid.
Yes.
We know that, right?
Leavitt is highly, will be highly sought after. In fact, I saw the report because there was some talk of will he come back to Arizona State. And there was a report, I believe, from On3 that said, sources with him said him and his agent are already shopping with high level programs at high dollar amounts. So he'll put his foot in the cash register and he'll land someplace big.
Well, all these guys will. Brendan Sorsby from Cincinnati, odds on his next team. The favorite is Texas Tech.
Yeah. And let me tell you, and again, to be fair, it's not like I watched a lot of Cincinnati football, but when I did, again, allowed me to give two thumbs. Meh. I did not think he was very good.
He looked like he had an arm, but he was just raw. Like, this is a lot of college quarterbacks.
Exactly. And that's the thing is, again, I go back to how many transfer quarterbacks that we don't think much of, and then they land someplace good, get with good talent, and next thing you know, the kid takes off.
DJ Lagway.
Boy.
Next team, Baylor. Odds-on favorite, Baylor.
Florida gave that kid $3 million, and he sucked.
I bet he goes to LSU.
He was freaking terrible. And so, again, not that you can't get better, but this is like, remember Troy Aikman came out and said this. He said Troy Aikman wrote a sizable check to a UCLA player, Dante Moore, and he left after a year and didn't even give a thank you. I swear to God, with these high school kids, dude, these collectives eventually are going to get to the point. Why would you pay a five-star kid? Why? Go look at the track record of five-star kids. They do not work out with your school. Sometimes they work out with other schools, but they almost never work out with yours, and they cost so much money. I've said it a million times, but if I was a big-time program, I would invest in a solid $500,000 four-star kid that I think I can grow and develop into something, and then I would just mine the transfer portal for $1.5 million for a kid that actually has proven that he can do something, and I've seen him play, and I'll let the other school pay $3.5 million to the high school kid, and then I'll pick him up on the cheap when he flames out at his school. I mean, it's crazy. Look at the 2023 and 2024 five-star kids. It is just a series of transfers and busts.
Dylan Raiola, next team. Favorite?
By the way, Dylan Raiola.
Oregon, 2-1.
Yeah.
Miami, 3-1. Alabama, 4-1.
Okay.
And then Kenny Minchie, who is the backup at Notre Dame. Not a lot of people have seen him play, but he was a five-star, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a big deal, and they thought he was going to win the job. And supposedly, it was narrow between him and Carr. And so he's one of those guys that even though you haven't seen him play, a lot of people think he will be a big-time player.
Odds-on favorite? Tennessee, the Vols.
I can see that.
I don't know. Are they losing? What's his name?
Yeah, I think is it Aguilar?
Yeah,
I think it is.
Is he going, bro?
I think he's gone.
Where's he going?
I think he's just out of. I think he might be done.
Selling insurance.
I'll have to take a look and see that. But yeah, I've seen him linked to Tennessee. Let me see what old Joey's up to.
Well, guys, tonight is the night. That's next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.